My sex life mostly consists of sucking Rahul off on a Sunday morning. We do fool around a little first, we kiss, and Rahul feels up my boobies a little and fingers me a bit. But it always ends up with me sucking him off. That's what he wants, and I thought that as his wife, it was my duty to fulfill his desires. My own desires didn't come into it, because for lots of years, I literally didn't have any. I would never allow that side of my nature to develop, and thought that sex was something for men to enjoy and necessary to make babies. I had done that for Rahul, given him 2 sons, but I had never experienced an orgasm, not even when he used to give me some reasonable attention, just as licking my pussy and fucking me. That had been in the early years, when he still had a passion for me, but it had been steadily declining as the years passed. It wasn't that he didn't love me, just that he found me boring. My body, my sexual experience weren't enough to keep him aroused, but that wasn't my fault. He wanted a virgin for a bride, and that's what he had got, a maiden who knew nothing or next to nothing about sex. I didn't mind sucking Rahul off, though I quite liked it. Even if it didn't give me any direct pleasure, there is something about having a man's cock in your mouth, which is quite empowering, giving you the feeling that you are controlling that wild beast. Sometimes in the morning, he had given an erection and I had managed to wiggle my ass enough to get it inside me. But he always woke up and demanded his breakfast before I could really enjoy it. I had a friend, Tanya, who used to tell me about her sex life with her hubby, Neeraj. It sounded wonderful as she talked at length about how he romanced her constantly, talked to her, gave her his time, and fucked her almost constantly. So it came as a surprise when she announced to me that she had a lover. But I thought, you and Neeraj were so happy together? I blurted. Oh, we are. In fact, Neeraj introduced me to Ankur. They are going to share me. But I thought your sex life with Neeraj was so great, I asked, totally ignorant about such things. Listen, honey, the more cock you get, the more you want. We were sitting in her kitchen drinking coffee, having deposited our kids at school. We had been friends for a couple of years, and Tanya, being a bit of a chatterbox, usually did all of the talking. That meant she knew little about my sad excuse for a sex life. Now she saw my face, jealous at this woman getting the attention of 2 men when I couldn't even arouse the interest of 1. She reached out and stroked my face with her fingertips. What's up, honey? Nothing, I said, straightening up. Sure, there is. Have I shocked you, telling you that I am going to be shared wife? Well, a bit, I admitted. I don't even know what that means. She laughed. Oh, it's nothing special. Just Neeraj agreed to share me with other men. Means I have a license to be a slut. I knew she had always been flightier than me, though that wouldn't have been hard, but had imagined that most of what she said was just exaggerated flights of fantasy. But how could you? You are married. You have kids. I also have a sex drive that needs to be satisfied. But you say Neeraj never leaves you alone? That's married sex, which is fun. But ultimately, over the years, it gets boring. I'm happy with Neeraj, and I love my kids. So, I'm not prepared to upset that in any way. The answer to all my needs is to have sex with other men, but with my husband's approval. I couldn't understand a woman prepared to break her marital vows. giving her body to another man? It seems perverse if she truly loved her husband. I don't understand, I said limply. What, don't you get horny? What do you mean? Do I want sex? Oh yes. Tanya, yes. I get nothing from Rahul. Absolutely nothing. But I don't think I could cheat on him. You poor sweet, she said, standing up and approaching me. Tell me about it. I started slowly but eventually poured out all my woes to her. How sexually inexperienced I was. How Rahul wasn't interested in me that way anymore. Now that I had given him the sons he desired. How I tried to reignite his interest but had failed miserably. Seems to me that you are ripe for a fling. I put my hand to my mouth. I couldn't. Sure you could. Honestly, Tanya, I couldn't sleep with another man. She puts her arms around my neck. Who said anything about sleeping? And who said anything about a man? She pulled me towards her. Her lips sought me out. It seemed so wrong, and I tried to push her away, but my struggles were in vain. Her lips found mine, and she kissed me. Her lips were soft, her breath sweet, and as her moist tongue penetrated my mouth, I found myself relaxing and responding at her. I was sitting on a high bar stool, and she forced my legs apart, came between them, never taking her mouth from mine. You like that? It's wrong, I breathed. No, it's not. It's a good thing. People enjoying each other. I have wanted you for a long time, you know. I find innocent looking girls very appealing. Maybe it's the witch in me, longing to corrupt them. That came as a shock, as I had never suspected that Tanya was that way inclined. For that matter, I would never thought about other women myself. I'd always thought I was totally heterosexual. But here, I'm kissing a woman and enjoying it. Tanya, I said desperately, don't do this. It makes me feel weird. It makes you feel good, is what you mean. She slipped her hand under my jumper, and I felt her press on my belly. Her hand slid up to my breast and cupped it, while she moved further between my legs and lodged herself against my groin. Still she kissed on, her hand stroking my neck, my hair, my face. You taste so good, Shreya, she murmured, her hand massaging my boobs, her kisses moving downward. No, I insisted, but she didn't seem to be in the mood to listen my protest. She kissed her way down my neck, nibbling at my flesh and making me tingle. I'm not a lesbian, I said firmly. Of course you are not, and neither am I. But we are going to have some fun together, and I'm going to arrange for you to get some cock later, just like you want. No, I said firmly, as her kisses reached my breast. I don't want another man. I am married and I am faithful. She moved her body back from me, and I thought she was listening to my protest, but it was only so that she could grab and massage my pubic mound with her hand. Your pussy says different. It's hot, and I'll bet if I put my hand inside your panties, I'd find you were all wet down there. No, you wouldn't, I said stupidly, because it left me wide open to having to prove to my assertions. Tanya seized the opportunity. Okay, if it's wet, I'd get to kiss it. If it's dry, I'll leave you alone. She moved back from me and I sat there, terrified, unsure about how to respond. Don't be a chicken, she egged on me. What? What? I asked, bewildered and unsure if she actually expected me to undress for her. jeans and panties down. I wanted to see if your pussy is wet. Don't be silly. I'm not pulling my panties down. She smiled. Listen, Shreya, I know I'm coming on kind of strong with you, but I'm trying to be helpful and honest. That requires you to accept what your needs are, and denial isn't going to help. So pull the panties down and go home, and we'll pretend this conversation never took place. I stared at her. She didn't seem threatening, and she was a woman, after all. It surely couldn't be any great betrayal to expose myself to another girl. And I was fairly sure I'd be dry between my legs. But it took quite a long to get me going. That would prove all her sexual sophistication to be nothing but a pie in the sky. I unbuttoned and unzipped my jeans and pulled them down to my knees. All the way I want to be able to spread your legs. I scowled, but did as she told me. And the panties. They were my last refuse of decency, but I wiggled my ass and got them off. Nice legs, she complimented, which pleased me strangely. She was much better looking woman than me. Tall, statuesque, almost with a great mane of hair, bulging breast and ass, the kind of women men wanted. Beside her, I was a beanpole, with not much of a chest and a skinny boyish ass. To her, Amazonian beauty, I was not much more than a mouse. She puts her hands on the inside of my thighs and spread my legs. I trimmed my pubic hair just the previous day, so my lips were quite exposed. Looking down, I noted that they seemed quite dry and not glistening with arousal. They didn't seem to demotivate Tanya. I think we should part those lips and see what's inside, she breathed, because it looks like all excitement that's oozed out of you so far has been absorbed by the gusset of your panties. I flinched, fearing what lay within me and it would reveal, but there was no place to retreat to. Tanya's hands slipped up to my thighs and her fingertips gently pressed apart my pussy lips. What was the last time you were fucked, Shreya? I can't remember. You poor thing. Her middle finger slid easily inside me and came out shining with my juices. We both looked at the evidence of my arousal, and I suddenly felt a cold wood of seed on my ass, which made me shiver. I think I get to lick the sweet little thing, Tanya said, with her eyes glowing. You said kiss, I argued. You will let me lick, I promise. She dropped to her knees, and her face approached my crotch. As I held my breath, I couldn't believe what was happening. The day had started so normally. Breakfast, kissing Rahul goodbye as he went off to work, getting the boys to school, and now here I was, with a woman, about to perform cunnilingus on me. It was a total upsetting of my worldview, and I didn't know how to react. Her warm breath reached me before her lips, and even that aroused me, and I felt my lips fill out and part. I decided to forego any further resistance and to relax and enjoy the experience. It wasn't as if I was having sex with another man after all. Tanya's tongue stretched out, and the very tip flickered over my pussy lips. Almost instinctively, I wriggled my ass forward for more of her delightful touch. Like that, honey? I agreed. You taste wonderful, sweet, fresh pussy. She ran the flat of her tongue up my lips now, moistening them and spreading them wide while plastering them back and exposing my opening fully. That movement was slow, but when she repeated it again and again, each time speeding up and increasing the pressure, she wasn't deliberately targeting my clit, but the pull of my lips affected it and I felt it harden.
I grunted, trying to recall the last time I had my pussy licked. Tanya stopped her tonguing and blew into my opening before inserting the very tip of her tongue a little into me. Again I wriggled forward, eager now to get more of that moist probe inside me. She stabbed the full length of her tongue into me, and I automatically wrapped my legs around her neck. She looked long and skinny, sitting on her shoulders. I wondered why she seemed so determined of having sex with me. I was hardly desirable by women or men, or so I had been led to believe. She tongue-fucked me for a bit, which opened my pussy for a good deal, and I felt a hard ball gathering in my stomach, as if I was about to explode. I had this before and recognized it an approaching climax, but previously it had all dissipated as Rahul didn't really know what he was doing down there. But Tanya did, and she switched her attention to my clit now, flickering at it with the tip of her tongue. Now she inserted a digit into my by now well moistened hole and fingered me. As a woman, she knew, of course, that my clit was so sensitive for too much direct pressure, so she concentrated attention around it, especially the hood that normally covered it. Pressure on that was definitely nice, and I felt myself tense with sheer joy of physical pleasure I was receiving. Couldn't this be my first orgasm? I felt my juices seeping from me and running down my ass. My hands went on Tanya's head to hold it still as I ground my hungry vagina against her voracious mouth. I found myself making strange sounds I would never uttered before. There were wails of pleasure, little shrieks of joy, and deep groans of satisfaction. Then it was on me, a huge wave of exploding sensation that swept my entire being. I howled with joy and dug my nails in Tanya's scalp. Oh God! Oh yes! Oh my dear Lord, that is so good! Don't stop! Don't stop and suck on my cunt. Yes. There. Yes. Tanya's own fingernails dug in my skinny ass, pulling me into her face. She kept at her attention, and as one wave of climax passed, she'd already initiated another, which followed close behind. My legs slipped from her shoulders eventually, and my hands dropped to my sides. As I slumped, drained, feeling as if I had been sexually mugged, pummeled into submission, Tanya rose to her feet and wiped her face with a towel. She was grinning and leaned forward to peck me on my mouth. Good one, First one, it was wonderful. I don't know how Rahul can stay away from that beautiful honey pot. Mention of my husband brought me sharply to my senses. What had I done? Whatever it was, I felt no guilt. I'd been pleasured like never before, and I do not have any regrets. I'll expect a payback, Tanya said. What you want me to do now? I wouldn't say no. But I have done this before. I wouldn't know what to do. Okay, how about fucking Neeraj then? I jumped off the stool to retrieve my panties. I couldn't cheat on Rahul, Tanya. I think we have passed that point. You have already cheated with me. But you are a girl, I argued, pulling my underwear on. Doesn't matter. You have given yourself to another person, and that's cheating. I know she was manipulating me, but I didn't care. I wanted to believe her, to believe having cheated once, it wasn't any greater wrong to do it again and again and again. I grabbed my jeans and started putting them on. I couldn't sleep with Neeraj anyway. He's your husband. And he's letting me have Ankur's cock, so he deserves some pussy. Yours. All the stories she had told me about Neeraj's wonderful lovemaking came flooding back and made me feel weak. Are you sure? I asked lamely. Of course, we'll all share together. But what about Rahul? She helped me zip up my jeans before grabbing my ass and pulling me to her. I don't think Rahul want to play. We just won't tell him. My mind was everywhere. The sheer practicalities of having a lover, the where's and when's of meeting, the thought of a strange man's body next to mine, his hands, his mouth, his cock, the remorse that was surely inevitable with accepting such a scenario. I don't know, I muttered. You know, just fine. The kids are on a sleepover tomorrow, so my men and I are going to play the evening away. Tell Rahul you are coming over here to talk to me about recipes or some shit. You can join us. It'll be a fun and you will enjoy it. Even more, I'll make you feel better about yourself. No, it won't. I'll feel guilty. Maybe at first, but the good feelings will far outweigh it. Believe me. Even as I left her house insisting that I do no more than think about it, I knew I was returning there the following day. Tanya had opened the door to the world, a new world for me. And I wasn't going to refuse the invitation. If I'd be condemning myself to a life of eternal boredom. And though I didn't know about what my future held, the least I could accept was excitement, and I desperately needed that. In the event, it worked out perfectly. The first time Neeraj took me into their bedroom and fucked me magnificently while Ankur had Tanya in the living room. Neeraj was as good as Tanya had promised and paid more attention to sucking my pussy in one session than Rahul had done in 10 years of marriage. Tanya's husband was not only sexy but very sexual. He absolutely reveled in every sexual act, from having his cock sucked to having me bounce up and down as he lay on his back. I came out for the first time on that man's cock as he gave it to me from behind, and that is something I can never repay him enough for. I remember tears streaming out of my face as climaxes ripped through me, his strong hands gripping my hips as he pounced his thick cock in me, my ass in the hair, my face buried in the pillows on that marital bed. Strangely, I never felt any guilt at all. I felt all I was getting was my due, something I had been denied since I married Rahul. I finally gave Tanya some personal payback that led to the whole situation of becoming not a little more complicated, but a whole lot more enjoyable. We had been fooling around, dancing with each other, drinking wine in the living room. Tanya and I ended up kissing, and she dragged me down to the couch. She had to couch me through it. I managed to pleasure her several times with my mouth and fingers while the boys sat and appreciated. As she subsided for the last time, I was on my hands and knees on the floor between her legs. I felt my skirt being lifted and my pantyhose and my panty being pulled down before a rock-hard cock plunged into my already moistened pussy from behind. I imagined it was Neeraj, of course, but then saw him climbing over Tanya and feeding his cock into her face. It was Ankur who was fucking me. That set the tone, and from there on, I had a selection of three lovers to choose from. Some nights I would be taken by all three of them, and on others I would give my all to one. I loved every permutation of bodies and everything we did. Sometimes I'd be sitting on Tanya's face, sucking Ankur's or Neeraj's cock, or we girls would be lying face down, kissing each other while being pounded over from behind by our studs. Other times Tanya would be playing with my clit while Neeraj fucked me, or I'd be sucking Neeraj while Ankur fucked me, and Tanya played with my boobs. Ankur introduced me to anal sex, something I never even considered, and I found that I enjoyed it, though I couldn't have taken it too often. That led to double penetration from Neeraj and Ankur, an ultimately fulfilling experience, trying to accommodate two men within my slim body. Some nights I'd go over and Ankur would be absent. So Neeraj would have the job of satisfying us both on his own. This wasn't too onerous, as we girls were perfectly capable of giving each other pleasure without the attention of a man, though we were never ever averse to a cock intruding on our activities. I have found a life and I'm much more fulfilled. I feel no guilt or shame at what I do. If my husband had been as loving and attentive as he should have been, I would have never strayed. But his narrow view of women and the libido drove me into a corner I was lucky to escape from. And Rahul? No, he knows nothing of what I get up to, and I doubt he even suspects or cares. He gets his cock sucked on Sunday mornings, and that seems to keep him happy. I don't mind doing it, as it's my duty as a little wifey after all.